California has gone a month and a half without a budget, and health providers funded by Medi-Cal are among those feeling the squeeze as the state holds off on paying its bills. Jacob Fenston has more.
Cheryl Johnson is the executive director of Brookside Community Health Center, which has two small clinics in Richmond and San Pablo.
It's a little bit difficult to be kind of collateral damage in a stare-off contest, which is basically what this budget process is becoming, who will blink first.
Brookside depends on Medi-Cal for about half its funding, but Brookside's Medi-Cal payments, about $10,000 a day, stopped at the end of July. That's forced Johnson to take some drastic measures to keep the doors open. She's cut a whole day of service at one clinic and asked all administrators to take salary deferments.
Which means that they're getting paid 50% of their salary. And then we have other staff people who reduce their hours voluntarily.
I have so many responsibilities and so many things to do, and yet I've had to reduce that, into half the time.
Susan Taylor is a lead medical assistant at Brookside. She volunteered to work just 20 hours a week during August to help the clinic save money. 17 other employees have done the same. But Taylor's a single parent, so bringing home half the pay hurts.
My kids are glad that I'm there more with them, especially during the summertime. But lack of money means less activities, less things to do, and maybe moving a little more stressed out.
She's stressed out because she wants to make sure patients still get the care they might not be able to get anywhere else. Patients like Vicki Horman, who's been coming to the San Pablo Clinic since losing her job as a bus driver 6 years ago.
Kaiser wouldn't take my Medi-Cal once I lost my job. They wouldn't take my Medi-Cal. So I found this place here, and I've been coming here ever since.
Though staff is scrambling, patients aren't seeing much of a difference in services yet. That's largely because the clinic just secured a low-interest loan for $500,000 to get through the budget impasse.
$500,000 is a wonderful amount of money, but for us it's about 1 month worth of service care.
That's why staff hours and pay won't be restored yet, even with the loan money. Other Medi-Cal providers haven't been so lucky with loans.
This is just a normal residential home, just like you or I would live in. We have extra wide hallways for wheelchairs and things like that, but other than those accommodations, this facility is a home, just like you or I would live in. Hi, David.
Denise Keeley runs 9 homes in Santa Rosa for people with developmental disabilities like cerebral palsy or Down syndrome. She gets all her funding from Medi-Cal. In other words, she won't see a cent until the state passes a budget.
We've agreed to provide the service, and we've held up our end of the bargain. Where's the state?
The state is where it's been every summer since Keeley took the reins at Demolin Community Home, stuck in a budget impasse. Most years, Demolin has been able to take out loans during summer stalemates.
This year, we have found it to be a little more difficult with the real estate market the way it is and our economy in general. I think the quote from the bank was, "We're choosing not to loan you any money this year."
So she's having to personally cover expenses this month.
I'm looking at my retirement plan to make my payroll.
That could leave people like Norma Velasquez looking for a new place to live.
You thirsty today, Norma?
Yeah.
Velasquez shares the house with 5 others and has her own room. She says she likes it here because she gets to sit on the porch under a huge oak tree and watch the cars go by.
What else do you like? Hot dog.
Hot dogs?
Hot dog.
Because Keeley is juggling retirement accounts to make her payroll, her staff will get checks about 3 days late this week. She doesn't know how she'll make the next payroll at the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Fenston.